Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Revelation 19, verses 6 to 9. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, "Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear." Then the angel said to me, "Write this: Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." And he added, "These are the true words of God." Think with me on the theme, the intersection of eternity and today, preparing for the ultimate union. The book of Revelation, filled with its mysterious imagery and symbolism, offers Christians a panoramic view of God's cosmic narrative. Revelation 19:6-9 stands out as a poignant passage that portrays the ultimate union of Christ the Lamb and his bride the Church. As Babylon, representing the sinful and seductive world system, falls, we see the rise of the Church, pure and prepared for her bridegroom. There are two points that encapsulate the essence of this passage. The first is the grand celebration. In a thunderous chorus, heaven celebrates God's sovereignty and the forthcoming union of the Lamb and his bride. This union is not just a random event, but is the culmination of God's divine plan. The bride's adornment, described as fine linen, bright and pure, is an embodiment of the righteous acts of the believers. This is in stark contrast to the world represented by Babylon that continually drifts towards seduction and away from God. The second point is divine invitation. Here, an intriguing facet is added to the narrative. Not only is the church depicted as the bride, but also as the invitees to the marriage feast. This duality of symbols emphasizes both purity and joy. The invitation to this grand celestial feast is an assurance of eternal joy in the presence of God. My dear friends, Revelation 19:6-9 is not just a future prediction, but a call to preparation. The intersection point where God's eternal narrative meets our daily life is where transformation occurs. As believers, we should not run parallel to God's word without ever meeting it. Instead, like an intersection, our lives should collide, merge, and be transformed by God's truth. While Babylon's allure might seem tempting, it is fleeting. So God calls us to seek eternal joy and be clothed in righteousness. Just as a bride prepares for her wedding, we too are called to prepare our hearts, to live righteously, and to be ready for the ultimate union with our Savior. In a world that is filled with distractions and allurements, it is easy to be seduced by the temporary pleasures of Babylon. Yet, Revelation reminds us of the ultimate celebration awaiting us. The challenge then is, will we prepare for this eternal union, or will we let the fleeting pleasures of today sidetrack our divine destiny? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promise of the ultimate union with your Son, Jesus Christ. Guide us as we navigate the temptations and distractions of this world. Help us to prepare our hearts, to live righteously, and to anticipate the grand celebration. May we not merely run parallel to your word, but intersect with it daily, transforming our lives to mirror Christ's righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.